Howdy, y'all. We're back with another podcast episode. Yeah, how'd you guys like that intro with this? The howdy, y'all.
I had to mute my mic real quick. I was losing it.
Good, good, good. I never know how to start these things. Like the YouTube videos are just the same thing every time. I have no idea how to start the podcast episode. So I guess we were feeling howdy, y'all, this week. But the Buccaneers had their Super Bowl parade. It was on a boat, and Tom Brady was absolutely hammered.
He deserves it.
He deserves it?
Yeah, he deserves it.
He couldn't even walk, though. Like, somebody had to help him walk.
That's okay.
He's throwing a Lombardi trophy from boat to boat.
Yeah, that was something. Was that a replica, yeah, it was a great or was that toss. The real thing?
No, that's the real deal.
That's the real thing.
I mean, just what if that just went to the bottom of the ocean? Just
someone would get it out.
Yeah, that would be.
Send a diving team and all that kind of stuff.
It's just buried underneath the sand, underneath the water. Just an adventure.
They'd probably send the pirates that live in the ship inside the stadium.
Do you think pirates live in there?
I think they do.
I don't think there's pirates that live in the ship inside Tampa Bay.
100%. 100%.
Like they work.
You can't have
the
a pirate like, ship without pirates.
Do workers there dress as pirates?
That'd be so cool. Like the what do you call them? The vendors? Is that what they're called? Like the guy? Yeah. I don't even know what you call them. Yeah, those guys that come down light but light. There's those guys, and they just be dressed like pirates.
Bear
That'd be so
here.
Sick.
I got the bear.
Wait
here.
A second. I am so disappointed in this parade, this boat parade.
Why?
They should have came coming. They should have came in. On a pirate ship.
Yeah, they should.
Like, what are they doing? That would have made it just instantly better. Instantly.
They blew it.
Yeah, not really sure how they didn't think of that one.
Do you think the Patriots just like have like they probably do? They probably have rules when they win the Super Bowl. Like you can't drink a certain amount. You think Tom just let loose since he's not on the Patriots anymore?
No. I don't think the Patriots have that kind of rule.
I never know with them.
Right, but I think it's just like, just you can drink, but if you drink past a certain limit, you're not touching the microphone.
You ain't touching anything, but somehow they let Tom touch the trophy. I don't know.
He didn't look drunk at that point. He was standing on the edge of the boat, and he wasn't wobbling.
I don't think he would have tossed that if he was 100% sober.
It was a great toss.
If
he's
he
drunk,
was sober,
was
he would not have tossed it. All right, let's be honest here.
We don't know.
We don't know. We'll have to dig into the tape and find out. I don't know how that would be even possible, but that's what we'll have to do. Should we have a film breakdown of just the toss? That's a good idea.
We'll pause it, break it down, different angles.
That's a good, instead of week one pick-ems, bum, 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 it's Lombardi toss breakdown, bum, 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 bum. And we just
love
break
it. That was real good.
Break it down. We'll get the... We'll get the drawing board. We can draw over it. We won't let Pete do any of the drawing because he'll be drawing some inappropriate things on there. But
that's right.
What, me?
Yeah.
Pete, we know how you are, Pete.
You know how you get.
Pete loves drawing Peters. He just absolutely loves it. But, hey, can we talk about this Super Bowl real quick? Can we talk about it?
Or we're going to backtrack to the Super Bowl? All right.
Just real quick. Just
real quick.
Me and Pete just we could discuss. You know, you got your... You got your things out about it, but, you know, we still got – it's very fresh, though. Less than a week.
It's fresh. All right. Let's hear
so
it.
So fresh. I don't know what happened. I've never seen the Chiefs just so compromised, ever. That was incredible.
It's that Mike Remmers for you. Yeah, it was more than Mike Remmers. It was the entire offensive line that was just a disaster.
Even if they had a fully healthy offensive line, that Bucs defense was insane.
It's a good defense, let me tell you.
Great defense.
There is.
They always think they were good. They just, I don't know, at times of the season they looked pretty bad. Like they let Washington in the playoffs just put up a lot of points on them.
And then they had that week, I don't know, it was late in the season where they almost blew it to the Giants late in the game.
Yeah. There was what game was it? It was like towards the end of the regular season, they were just in a shootout, just letting up like 30-something points.
Who are you talking about?
I don't know. I think they were waiting to turn it on.
I think it was towards the end of the year.
Bucks, you talking about? The Falcons game?
Yeah, it was the Falcons game.
They weren't showing everything they had, all right? They weren't showing it all. There is a petition out there to ban Mike Remmers from the NFL. Are you guys going to sign that?
No, probably not.
I mean, he kind of blew the Super Bowl with the Panthers, and now he did it with the Chiefs and the Vikings.
It was more than just his fault.
Yeah, the Vikings fans don't like him too much either, so they might sign it. So we got three fan bases that might be on board signing that petition to ban Mike Remmers from the NFL.
I mean, you can't. The receivers can't catch balls with their face mask. You can't do that.
You can't lose football games and expect to win. What was that quote again?
Oh, yeah, that was what's his name?
Dilfer.
Stupid Dilfer. Yeah.
Dilfer was like wrong on everything he said. Like whatever came out of his mouth, like the opposite would happen.
He's one of those guys that tries to use like he tries to sound smart, and he'll just walk you in a circle with his words and just make no sense. It's like, dude, just tell me just simple terms. I don't care. Just give me it.
Just
give
straight
me
up give it to me so we know right. what to not expect this
exactly.
season. Dilfer, thank you. Thank you, yeah. Dilfer.
Oh, man. He's one of those guys. He is literally one of those guys.
He's an absolute unit, though. You got to give him that.
Absolute unit.
He's a beefcake. I will give him that. Yeah.
Okay. I was looking on Twitter. Some of our followers giving us some topics or questions. Josh 14-3, Go Pack Go. It's a long Twitter username. What will the Texans do with Deshaun Watson? What are you guys feeling at this moment?
I mean, I feel like he's
not going anywhere.
You feel like he's not going anywhere? I feel like it's tough to move him right now, but I feel like he's not going to give in, really. Like, he's just either going to – I think he's going to hold out.
What if they made just like a huge play in terms of like surrounding him with some talent?
They have a lot of holes.
Got like, a lot of holes. They got negative.
All he's
cap.
Concerned about is the offensive side of the ball.
I don't think so. I think he cares about winning.
I think he's just had it up to here with him. Yeah. I don't know.
I think
he's done with them.
I hate this era of the NFL like that. I hate it.
Where they just decide, like, I'm done. You're trading
right.
me.
Right. I hate, like, as far as I'm concerned, you're under a contract. You signed the extension. You play
just
your contract.
A year ago.
If you get traded, you get traded. Right.
Yeah.
Like, it just, I hate that. I know it's not going anywhere. I repeat myself about this all the time. I just hate how if a player is unhappy, he can just complain, sit out, and just get himself traded. And it's just, and then we're going to talk about, front offices that, make bad deals. Like, what are they supposed to do? They're forced to. If they don't want to trade a player, but the player wants out, they're forced to make a trade they may not make if that wasn't the case. It's like you can't even tell me that a team that trades somebody who wants to be out that grade on that kind of trade just makes no sense. You can't do that because their hand is forced. Teams know that. Teams know the player wants out. They're gonna underbid, and more times than not, they're gonna get less than what the player's actually worth.
Yeah, it's a bunch of baloney. Let me tell you. My thinking is, the Texans don't want to trade him, but I look at around the league. You look at a team like I mentioned this on the channel probably several times though, but I'm kind of just telling you guys because you guys don't listen to the videos I put out. All right, so now I gotta tell you.
Always. Well, me and Pete, we have film sessions and watch them and break them down.
You break them down. You draw. You guys do your drawings over my video. That's good.
Right, we do doodles and stuff. Yeah.
That'll be good if we do another drunken live stream or not drunk. Just
apple juice.
A lot of apple juice live stream. We'll just break down our own videos and we'll break down the Lombardi toss too. That's good. We'll have to. That's a good offseason. Write it down, Pete. Write it down. Good offseason video or stream idea. But look at the Panthers. We know that the Panthers made an offer for Deshaun Watson, right? Right.
Right.
They called at least. I don't know if they made an offer. They called. They want him. What we do know is that the Texans told them we don't want to trade him. Right. Right.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the same page. We do know that the Panthers had an offer in place for Matthew Stafford that involved the 8th overall pick. We do know that, right? So why would the Panthers, who really wanted Deshaun Watson, just all of a sudden go, all right, no, let's go get Stafford? That's because I think they really believe the Texans aren't going to trade him. They wouldn't just be like, all right, right now they don't want to trade him, but I think we can get him still. But let's go get Stafford and then blow it, you know. So I think they're like teams around. Just the Panthers are one example. I think teams around the NFL kind of just think they're just really not going to trade him.
I think they're just waiting for them to, for the Texans to finally decide that they're actually going to trade him. I think that's what eventually it's going to lead to. I think. I mean, I don't know. We'll see when that is, but. I don't know. I think the Panthers still could be in play for him later on. I think the Niners would be in play for him.
If they, I mean, if he all of a sudden became available. But what if the Panthers completed that trade for Stafford, and then all of a sudden the Texans were like, all right, we're trading Watson. It would have been like,
well, the league here hasn't started, so they could have backed out and then made the trade.
They can't do anything, do anything about it. They just
I guess they didn't want to sit around with their, you know, what's in their hands while, you know, all the other quarterbacks went elsewhere. So. Maybe I guess that's why. That could be why. I don't know. What do we got here from the Twitter? Our Twitter. Johnny asks, what do you think it will take for the Packers to finally win an NFC Championship? Mike Pettine also went to the Bears as well. So you kind of mentioned that. That was a little bit ago. But I don't know if that Pettine makes that much of an impact. I know the Vikings hired Gunther and the Bears hired Pettine, like almost back to like really, you know, within the same like time frame.
Call a kangaroo court on that or something?
No, it's just interesting. Defensive, you know, assistant. I don't think it impacts those teams that much. It's like those really weren't the best defensive coaches the past couple years in terms of their calls on the field. They're good defensive minds though, so I think it's only a positive. You know, they're not going to be calling the actual defense, so. I think it's those things aren't major. I think it only could be a positive. It's not going to hurt the team just to have other minds in there. The Packers, you know, back-to-back NFC Championship games. I made a video of top five contenders. We can get maybe your guys contenders too, but for next year, just a way too early prediction. I try to put bold teams in there too. I try to do that every year. But I only did top five. You know, I think there's a list of teams that can be contenders, and I definitely think the Packers are a contender because they always are, and they're a really good team, and they have Aaron Rodgers, and yeah, they're a really good team. The Packers.
Let me do my homework on that. We'll make that into a video.
Okay. The Packers weren't top five for me, but obviously I think they're a contender. But that's kind of the deal with the Packers. Negative cap space. Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, Corey Linsley, Robert Tonyan, these guys are free agents. Could they get some back? Yes. Are they going to get all back? No. They had a ridiculous offensive season. Rodgers had one of the best years of his career. Can they repeat that? Yes, they can repeat it. It's not going to be easy to repeat it, especially if you're down and Aaron Jones or whoever it may be, Corey Linsley. It's going to be tough to repeat. So you kind of got to bank on the Packers. I really don't think they're going to be better offensively. I'd be surprised if they were better, you know, slightly better, you know, maybe just in the same range. So you kind of got to bank on them being in the same range offensively because it's not super realistic to think they're going to be like they're going to be even better, you know. Defensively, they're going to have to – that means they're going to have to be better defensively, which 2 years ago they were than they were last year. So that's possible as well. But it almost feels like they're going to lose some guys. They might stay the same around talent-wise. And other teams are definitely going to get better. So that's kind of my tough thing with the Packers. So to answer the question, what could they do to win the NFC Championship game? It's tough. You know, they need to get better. They need another corner. They need defensive line outside of Kenny Clark. They need inside linebackers. They need to get Aaron Jones or Jamal Williams back. They need to get their center back. You know, so I think a lot has to happen. But even if those things don't happen, then obviously they're still a contender. That's why it's tough with them. I don't know.
I think the quickest way for them to be a contender is to get Aaron Rodgers like some more help in at the receiver position.
Yeah.
It's because like no matter who that team has anywhere, I guess on the defensive side, and you're always going to be in games with Aaron Rodgers. That's just the bottom line. So like you got to give him. That's the fastest way. It's not the best way, but it's the fastest way they could become more competitive.
Yeah, actually,
in an offensively driven league.
I agree. Yeah, just getting receivers. Just try to get, because if they're gonna win it all, it's gonna be because the offense is that high powered. So you got to make it as high powered as you can. So, yeah, I think a big reason that they struggle a little bit against the Bucs in the NFC Championship game is saw a lot of double teams in the red zone. Like, okay, what's just they did the same thing with Tyreek too, but they did it with Devontae Adams. I thought just make the other guys beat us. And they didn't really have those other guys. Other guys are decent, but they could get better there. So, the roster in general actually could be worse. But if they lose guys from different spots and they don't get better on defense, but if they add another number one receiver, like through the draft, they draft like multiple receivers. They actually could be the roster might look worse, but it actually could be they could be a better team because they're that good, and the offense actually got that much better in terms of the passing attack because of those receivers. So yeah, I'd agree there.
Nice, nice,
Nice.
nice,
We're on the same
nice,
page. We'll
nice.
break down the film of that, what we just said, at a different time. What else we
Wait,
got?
I got a random
I think that's
question.
interesting.
I got a
I think
question.
that's
Can I
interesting
ask
to
a Twitter
talk about.
question? Hey, wait, what was that, Pete?
So I think that's interesting to talk about right now. I mean, we could just spitball some teams out there.
Okay, well, What they gotta do?
Oh
no,
no!
but
Oh, you're
I
talking
got
about
a
that.
specific thing.
I was just saying like top five teams, like way too early top five teams.
Oh, what do you
All
got?
right, yeah,
I'm just
let's hear it,
saying.
Pete.
Well,
Spitball.
I know you guys wanted to wait, but I was just saying we can just throw some teams. Like obviously we know the Chiefs, we know the Bucks are probably gonna be up there,
No.
right?
Yeah.
But I
Let's go
mean,
outside the box. Let's go outside the box. So, like,
I don't know
leaving out
what's
like the
outside the
top of the
box.
top.
Did you guys see my video? I'm guessing no, right?
I did not see
That'd
it.
be
I
a
mean,
negative.
outside.
All right.
Yeah, look at some cap space and.
I got two outside the box team. I actually did the top five plus a sleeper. So the outside the box team was a sleeper and number five on my list. So we'll
You
see.
did six.
So I did six, and I got two outside the box teams out of the six. So if you guys get the
Whoa.
same out of the box teams, we're on to
Mm.
something here. There's
Give
no
me
film to
AFC,
break
NFC.
down. One of each.
Ooh,
You
this
got.
is good.
You don't need. You're not trying to guess what I did. You're trying to.
Oh.
You're trying to. We're trying to see if we match. That's what we're trying to do here.
Well, yeah, obviously, I think yeah, Chiefs, Bucks. You can see the Bills up there as well. I think those are the top three. I mean, the Packers could be up there. We were just talking about them. The Ravens could be up there as well. I think the Rams could be up there.
I
Could be,
had
could
you
be.
named my four before the sleepers, because I had Chiefs, Bucks, Bills, Rams. Those are the four. So now
Yeah.
the two outside the box teams.
Rams, I just worry about. I worry about losing Staley. I know, like, I mean, their defense took a big jump, I thought, this year. It could just be. I mean, they have a lot of players, good players on that team, but I mean, you just worry about losing a guy like that that just did that for your
Yeah, I actually think
team.
the defense is going to be worse. It's still going to be good.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be worse, though, but I think
Offense
the
will be better, though.
offense is a lot better. It's kind of just
Yep.
riding on, is Stafford going to be healthy at the end of the season, postseason?
I mean, I know a lot of people hype up the Browns. I could see the Browns being up there, but I'm guessing you have the Dolphins just because of their draft capital.
Nope.
Oh.
They can be, but that's
Interesting.
not one of the teams I had.
Chargers.
Chargers is the team that one of the teams that I
Ooh,
have.
I like the Chargers.
Yeah, I mean Herbert's got to take another step. He was great his first year. That defense needs to stay healthy. It needs to play up to its talent
Hey, I got a
level.
sleeper team. I got a sleeper team.
Let's hear it.
What's your sleeper?
Depending on what they do at the quarterback's position, Washington. Washington has a defense that's unreal. They can make some moves in terms of whoever they try to bring in as quarterback, get him some weapons more than Scary Terry and Gibson back there. But
Yeah, I think it's
I
a team
think they
that,
could be pretty nice.
yeah, I think it's a team that can get there because I love their defense, and I love some weapons. They need more weapons at the receiver position, but yeah, the quarterback. Usually with these types of videos, I kind of predict almost the off season, to what they'll add. But I couldn't put Washington in there because it's really tough to predict what they'll do at quarterback. They might be like the odd team out, because they have the 19th pick to trade, and there's teams that can outbid them, and they should get better as a team, they should get better as a quarterback, but they not might not get the most appealing guy in there. So I don't know if they'll take that big of a jump.
Hey, let me give you a crazy scenario.
Oh.
Or okay. Scenario, however you want to say it.
Scenario.
No, I say what scenario. If,
you say scenario? Okay, yeah. Me too. Wild situation. There's all these Russell Wilson rumors going around.
Don't
what
do
if
it.
What if Washington somehow, if they were somehow able to get Russell Wilson, are they contenders?
Yeah.
They'd be unreal. They'd be unreal. Because at that point, he's one of those quarterbacks that, like the ones we talk about, you don't need to have
A
receivers. You even B and C receivers, Russell Wilson is going to make look good.
He
obviously,
actually,
it helps having good receivers.
He actually didn't look too good. Like, he actually, like, the way he played at the end of the year was not good, honestly.
Took a beating.
He did, but he was his fault for a lot of those sacks, held on the ball quite a bit. And it wasn't bad, but he wasn't good. I guess that's something to think about going to another team. Is he declining? I'm not saying he is, but is he? But, I think most teams would be contenders because I do still think he's that good. But you look at Seattle's roster, look at the roster all the way through. It's not a good roster. The Seahawks rosters, and there's a lot better rosters. Like, take away the quarterback position. They have two receivers. I mean, Chris Carson's a free agent right now. You know, they have two receivers. They have one offensive lineman that I really like in Dwayne Brown. Damian Lewis has got a future, but I'm talking about, like, if we're talking contenders, we're going to talk impact players, big impact players. Defense, I mean, you got Bobby Wagner. Jamal Adams is a liability in coverage, it looks like, but he's an impact player. That's about it. Jaron Reed I like, sure. Puna Ford's a free agent. You know, that roster is not that good, really. So there's a lot of teams that would be better. Put, like, Washington example. Washington with Russell Wilson versus Seattle with Russell Wilson, Washington's better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But my other outside-the-box team.
Oh, let me guess. I want to guess.
All right.
Niners.
No. It's another it's tough because people were running where the Niners were, and they can be contenders because that roster is, like, right there with the Buccaneers in terms of, like, all the way through roster. I'm just having a hard time. Two things. Having a hard time trust the health of that team because there's a lot of impact players that have the injury concern. It's not like a one-year thing. Like, so that's legit scary. And they're really questioning the quarterback position right now. When they really are questioning it, then now I'm going to question it. And then Junior's going to question it. And then if he's going to cry, then I'm going to cry. You know, you get how it goes around here. So that there's some questions there. It's a really, really good roster, though. Just mainly need to stay healthy.
All right, last guess. Going to go...
From AFC, NFC.
My Super Bowl. My other Super Bowl team is the Dallas Cowboys.
We got it. It's the Cowboys. Cowboys would have been in the playoffs, and they would have done a little bit of damage, not a whole bunch, if they were healthy. Dak went down right away. Lael Collins didn't play a snap. Tyron Smith went down right away. Zach Martin missed games. I mean, that's the offense right there. So it can be a top three, and it can be better. It could be better than a top three, so meaning, yeah, top two, maybe the best. You know, I'm not saying it will be, but it has the ability to be that good of an offense in an offensive era. Defense needs some work. I think it kind of gets better just getting Dan Quinn in there, but they should make some moves in the and this depends on if Dak is back, which I expect him back, at least in the franchise tag. So I, you know, if healthy, I think it could be a pretty good team. That was a sleeper team though.
Is Dak for sure in terms of like health going to be ready week one?
I believe so. That was early this year, so I would imagine.
Okay. I'm dying to see how much he gets paid. Really, really dying to see that.
Yeah. Probably the franchise tag, which is what, 25, 24 million, which is a lot.
But if it's not, like, what is the deal? That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to know.
He's probably looking for like 40 million a year or something.
Woo!
It's going to be the franchise tag, though, because they're most likely not going to reach an agreement, mainly because how is it going to be after the injury? They're just going to feel more comfortable doing like a one more year and then looking at it. But unless he's going to be – and they know he's going to be pissed about the franchise tag, but I don't know.
I wonder if he – I don't know. I wonder how they're going to handle that situation.
Will Winston be elite after sitting behind Breeze and Peyton for a year?
No.
Elite? No, he's not going to be elite. I would be excited to see that, though. Winston on the Saints, back on the Saints, starting quarterback every week, ready to roll, throwing some interceptions, but then throwing for a lot of yards and touchdowns. Throw an interception, throw for a big bomb for a touchdown, you know, back and forth. Here we go.
That sounds like a Saints quarterback, just like in terms of like what Sean Payton wants to run. Right, but in terms of like Sean Payton, he can get as creative as he wants, and he's never going to look like the idiot because Jameis is going to look like the idiot.
Yeah, it's true. I would love to see it because it's something different.
He's going to pull some crazy tricks out of his sleeve, and we're going to be like, and like there's going to be plays that just look ridiculous, and you're going to be like, what are you doing, Jameis? But meanwhile, Sean Payton's going to be like, well, yeah, I wanted him to throw that ball.
What if Jameis played against the Bucs in that playoff game?
He would have gotten absolutely decapitated.
You think so?
Yeah, he would have thrown so many picks.
Breeze threw a bunch of picks. Like, he would have done the same thing Breeze did, but then he would have been able to get the ball downfield pretty accurately, and he actually did on a trick play. Jameis, remember? He got a touchdown on that.
That was the Bears play. I'm not going to forget it.
Yeah. But what if he started – not that it was an option, really, but he could have done what Breeze did and some good. They could have won the game with Winston. I mean,
nobody's seen him play with laser eye surgery. No one.
Yeah, he might be the best damn quarterback in all of the land. We don't know.
I think the Saints purposely played Taysom Hill during those regular season games just to hide Jameis Winston. And I think they're gonna, just because of their money situation, I think they're gonna get Winston back on a cheap deal. Because I think other teams are gonna be afraid to like throw him a lot of money, really.
Yeah,
that sounds like a Sean Payton thing.
Teams refused to pay him last year. He sat around forever. Then, surprisingly, like shockingly, ended up on the Saints for cheap. So what did you see this year to make did all of a sudden you decide to pay money? You know,
trick play touchdown.
Yeah, it makes no sense. I would like him on the, you know, the Colts, Washington. I would really like him on the Bears. Maybe I would like kind of wanted the Bears to get him last year. But I guess I mean.
What about this year though? How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, it'd be better than trading him. Yes, I don't think we talked about that actually. What are your thoughts on Wentz? Are you feeling that or what?
If the Bears get Wentz, I will cry myself to sleep every night for the rest of my life.
Oh, geez, it's that bad.
It's bad. Like, the thing is, how could you even be thinking about trading for a quarterback when there are better free agent options out there? You have to at least swing at that first because it involves zero draft capital.
Like, I think teams are like panicking about, all right, this guy, Jameis, he's going to sign with the Saints, right? Or is he? I don't know. Let's go trade for Carson, you know?
It's like I can see it if it's somebody of like Stafford, Russell, like one of these guys that are just like going to be very hard to find. Like it just doesn't make sense. Like Wentz? You're just panicking for Carson Wentz? What?
The problem is they still have Pace and Nagy. That's the problem. Like they were on the bubble of either getting fired or being kept, and now they know it's their last time. It's probably their last year if they make improvements. So now they're just gonna like be super desperate and waste draft capital to try and get a guy that they think has a chance. And if he doesn't work out, you're just screwing the Bears for the future.
Yeah,
you're
not screwing yourself. So you almost can't I grade every trade. You almost have to grade Pace differently than the Bears as an organization because, I mean, if I was in Pace's situation, I don't know if I would. I maybe would rather. That's a tough situation, but you can't really blame him, I guess. He's probably going to overspend if he does trade for Wentz, so you can blame him for that, but you can't really blame him from trying to get better in his last year where he's on thin ice.
There's literally better, cheaper options. You can go trade for Mariota, and you're better than Wentz. And you weigh less than you would have to offer for
Wentz.
But
they know they're not going to win a Super Bowl at Mariota. They know they're not going to win a Super Bowl at Winston, and they probably know they're not winning a Super Bowl at Wentz. But if some – long shot he plays like 2017 Wentz, they still won't win the Super Bowl, but they have a way better shot. So when you have a shot in the dark, I mean, in their situation, I can see why they take it, but it's still it's really bad for the team overall. You're killing the future. But yeah, my thing is there's two things wrong here, you know, with Wentz to the Bears and like the argument that he would be good maybe, or most other teams, not just the Bears, a lot of other teams. You know, he was bad last year, plain and simple. So are you watching that tape first off? But that's really not my point right now. But he was bad, really bad. And people that did make excuses, their excuses were what? It was the receivers aren't good enough, the offensive line's not good enough. Well, if you go to a team like the Bears, for an example, I mean, Allen Robinson might be gone, especially if you have to pay Wentz. Your best receiver is Darnell Mooney. I like Darnell Mooney, but that can't be your best receiver. Darnell Mooney, Anthony Miller, Javon Wims, you know, Riley Ridley. Those are the receivers versus what the Eagles had. You know, Jalen Reagor, Alshon Jeffrey, Travis Fulgham. Really bad as well, but better than the Bears, actually. Then you look at the offensive line, Eagles were really beat up last year, but Lane Johnson was in there at times. You know, they got Kelsey in there, obviously. Jason Peters. Yeah, I'd still take the Eagles' offensive line. You know, you can compare David Montgomery and Miles Sanders, you know, if you want. But my point is, it's still the same problems that you were using as an excuse for Carson Wentz before. Those people were before. So it doesn't really make any sense. And the other, argument, I guess, to the people saying he'll be good is I think those people are kind of using 2017. Like a lot of those people say, don't focus on 2020, focus on 2017. And my response is, why? Why are we focusing? We can't focus on 2020 because it's only 1 year, but why are we focusing on another just 1 year when it was 4 years ago? I mean, it really doesn't make any sense. So, yeah.
You just blew my mind with 2017 being 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mind-blowing stuff.
Wow.
We're getting the...
I'm kind of speechless. That was old. Incredible.
We saw... We were looking at... Riz and I were looking at... Someone tweeted it, like, Bears are not only looking at Carson Wentz, they're looking at another quarterback that DeFilippo
is connected
was
to.
With. And we were, like, trying to figure out who it was. We remember DeFilippo.
You're
going to
give me another bed.
No, I just remember we were saying Gardner Minshew at first, but we're remembering DeFilippo was with the Raiders. When was that? 2014?
Yeah.
And we're like, who is the quarterback 2014? We looked it up. It was Derek Carr. I was like, Derek Carr's
been
in the league that
long. I'd be okay with that.
He's been in the league that long?
That is wild.
That's just mind-blowing right there. That's 7 years ago.
Yeah, that was the Teddy Bridgewater draft, too. I can't believe it was that long ago.
Yeah, Derek Carr was in that draft. Yeah, it's just wild.
They definitely
Carr over Wentz
all day.
Oh,
long.
For sure.
But the problem is the Raiders want 2 first-round picks. Do you want to do that? I wouldn't really be against that, I guess. My problem with Derek Carr, like Derek Carr's a good, accurate quarterback. He, you know, kind of like Wentz. People are saying he can be really good if he has a perfect situation around him. There's a lot of quarterbacks like that. There's a lot of quarterbacks that are kind of the same. Like they don't have upside. They're just them. You know, they don't have upside if things around them are better. But if the things are bad around them, they're still solid. You know, they stay the same. When there's quarterbacks like Carson Wentz, if the situation's perfect, yeah, the tools start to show. You know, and I think Derek Carr is actually like that as well. Like, he's pretty bad under pressure, pretty damn bad under pressure, but he's rarely pressured on the Raiders' offensive line. You know, so I think he's a guy, like, looks like Wentz needs a lot better receivers. Like, Derek Carr is probably fine with, like, average receivers even, but
He does have average receivers. He has Darren Waller, but...
He made Aguilar look good, and Carson Wentz couldn't do it. Everyone blamed Aguilar when he was with Eagles. Carr's main thing is he needs an offensive line. Carson Wentz needs offensive line and good receivers. Yeah, Carr needs the offensive line, but...
And a new knee.
Yeah, a new knee probably for once.
He hasn't been the same since that ACL.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Why are we basing things on 2017 when it's 2021 and he's had an injury in between the 17 and 20?
He literally got hurt at the end of 17.
And then Foles went and won the Super Bowl. That roster was dominant, too. So Foles went in and won the Super Bowl. So I don't know. Trubisky might have went in and won the Super Bowl. Who knows?
Whoa.
Yeah, that's something.
They just have that syndrome, that Mariota syndrome, too. Titans fans just still swear by Mariota based on his second year in the league. He was just He was unreal. He was a beast the second year in the league, and all of a sudden he got hurt at the end of the second year in the league.
Couldn't feel his arm.
No, he broke his leg.
And the people that think Sam
Oh,
Darnold's
yeah.
good, I don't
So
know
did
what
Carr.
they've I don't know what where that came from. I don't know when that ever happened.
I mean, I think the only people. Actually, no, I doubt. I don't know if there's any. There's people who think Darnold's good.
There's people that want. I think Colts fans are like hyping up like Darnold. Not all of them, but they like think it's good if the Colts get Darnold and he's their starting quarterback, which is kind of mind blowing to me. I mean, just turn on the tape of the Jets versus the Colts last year. That's one thing. It was terrible. I see, and then people just look at, he was coached by Gase and he played for the Jets. Not much, a lot of talent around him. They just think that. But if you actually go back and watch, there is a lot of bad to his game. Like there is, it's a lot of mental, a lot of hesitation to his game. It's not the coach's fault. It's not the receiver's
He's a
fault.
mono survivor.
He's a mono survivor. He sees ghosts at
So
night.
weird. So weird how like I don't know how, what I can even say for this. Like just how split everyone is on Darnold. Like some people just think like
I think it's the people that two groups of people that think Darnold's going to be good. Either they're fans of a team that they think's going to get him, like they think we're getting this
or
guy. So,
even just like experts or like writers that
well,
just
those
like
people, that's the other group of people. Those people were high on him out of USC, and they're insisting on him.
Right, because they want their predictions to be right.
Yeah, I was never. I'm seeing this. There's nothing surprising to me. There's nothing surprising to me about what I've seen. He actually might be a little worse than what I thought he'd be, but it's not really surprising. I saw the same things at USC. He didn't throw as many interceptions, but there was a lot of hesitation to his game, a lot of getting in his own head, and a lot. Yeah, the bad moments happened at the worst time, I thought, and that was my evaluation on him. At USC, I didn't even have a first round grade on him, even though a lot of people had him as a top player in a draft. And he's struggling right now, and people are going to use Gase and the lack of weapons as an excuse. And yes, Darnold could it would a better Colts for an example. Frank Reich's a he's an absolute unit, great offensive line. They got to get better with their weapons, but they're better than the Jets. He would look better. He would look better. He would need to look an insane amount better for it to be working though, for it to be good. The Colts go to the distance that they want. They think they can get to. It'd have to be so much better where you'd have to develop traits, and quarterbacks really just don't develop traits. They don't even really develop traits in during co or not during college, but yeah, even year one, they get a lot better. Obviously, rookie year to the sophomore year, whatever. But there's a lot of things that kind of just stay with guys forever. And then people use the Tannehill thing too. That kind of gets to me. Like Tannehill got coached by Gase, and now he's good. He looks better now, but did he develop new things? Is he this totally different guy? He's not. He's not. He's in a better system, so he looks a little better. But this talent Tannehill had at Texas A&M, keep in mind he was a receiver at Texas A&M switching to quarterback. So you think he's got more upside. He's still learning the position at the college level. Most of these guys have been playing since they're quarterback since what? They're 5, 6 years old. And yeah, he was constantly injured with Gase on the Dolphins. So we when he played and played healthy, we saw things we're seeing now. We're just seeing it more consistently now. What are we going to see more consistently from Darnold? Just the same old bad play? Like, it's just a totally different situation. Tannehill had to improve a little bit to be a playoff quarterback. Darnold needs to improve and develop traits by an insane amount. So it just really makes no sense to me. Like, people think he's going to magically be Tannehill. And I mean, is that even enough? I mean, Tannehill's really good. Loved his last 2 seasons. But, the Colts think they can win a Super Bowl. Is Darnold maybe becoming Ryan Tannehill gonna win them a Super Bowl? Like, a lot of questions here that just don't
No
make.
shot. Like the
Yeah, they're
offensive
better.
talent is not even close.
Their offensive
Take
line's really
Tannehill
good.
out
They
of it.
have good backs. They just need some receivers.
Right.
But yeah, I was on my way home. Kurt Warner was on the radio. He was on ESPN Radio in Chicago, and
I
they
don't
were
want to
asking
talk
him.
about Kurt Warner.
They're asking about who the Bears should get at quarterback. And he said the only option to trade is Deshaun Watson, and it doesn't sound likely, obviously, with their draft capital. But he just said like Donald Carson, those guys have a lot of flaws and a lot of things that you can't just like put a lot of capital in and like just plug and play and think that they're gonna like just like you're talking about like Dawson just. make you playoff contenders and Super Bowl contenders. It's not going to happen with those guys. So what's the point?
Right, there's no
Colts,
point.
look, the Colts are better off. Colts are better off trying Jacob Eason before any of those guys and seeing what they
Oh,
have
yeah.
in Jacob Eason.
Yeah.
We're a big Eason podcast
You
here.
know, I mean, you know Carson Wentz and Donald are bringing you. Like you don't know what Eason's got really until you come out there.
You know he's got a cannon, I can tell you that much.
Eason's got a cannon. Does he have the athleticism, though? I don't know. But Sam Darnold really doesn't. He had like one really big run one time, but that you remember that one time?
Yeah. His whole career, that one great run, yeah, and then nothing
Might as
else after
well
that.
let Tyler Bray, handle it and see what he's got.
Or draft one, Pete?
I'm just kidding. I was kidding about
Do
Tyler
this. Here's a good question. Do the Saints ever win another Super Bowl?
No,
No.
they're done. They can't. They need to get. They need to. They have a really good team, I guess. But I mean, they. I think Sean Payton needs to
Sure
go or
about that?
something.
Oh,
I was
Pete,
gonna
I
say
don't
the
think it's
opposite.
him.
I think the problem was for so long that they're the same damn team every year, and everyone knew how to game plan for them. And now they might be. I mean, it's gonna be tough to get better this offseason because of the cap situation, but now they might be becoming a different team, and that's gonna throw some teams
True.
off. And they know how to evaluate talent, so
True.
they could do it. I don't know,
I think
Pete.
that
They
Drew
know how to
Brees.
develop. They know how to
It's.
evaluate talent. They got Ryan Pace over there.
Yeah. And then they got him out of there, and then they were good. All right.
There you go.
I think that with Brees for so long, like especially this year, the playbook was so limited, but there were so many options within that. Like Breeze was able to he read the defense, check plays at the line, just switch things up, and be able to just like pick apart a defense. But like that limits your big play ability. They just did not have that. They didn't have it. Like I'm excited to, for them. Say they get Winston back. I'm excited to see like what that offense looks like with Winston full time as your quarterback. That's gonna look nice.
Yeah, I mean it could be bad.
The
It could.
tape's
We don't
not
really
out.
know. It's not out. We just don't know. Do the Chargers have a chance to overcome Kansas City for the division next year? I think they
Don't know about
do.
that, but they
It
can
wouldn't be
make a
my
run.
pick, but I think they do. I mean, they have a better de I like Chiefs defense underrated, but the Chargers defense should be. It wouldn't surprise me if that was the best defense next year. Derwin
What
James.
are they? Did they pay Tyreek Hill or
Yeah, I think
what?
they did.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I think they did.
What's his contract looking like? I know he's not a
Think
free
they just
agent.
signed him. Did they just extend him last year? Or this off season, this past off season?
Was it this off season or was it the one before?
It was one or two ago. But I think the Chargers need more offensive weapons.
He's signed through 2022, actually, so he's got 2 years.
Oh, he signed it then a couple years ago. Man, time is crazy. My mind is being blown by time today.
Are they? I
This is
don't
incredible.
know.
The
Chiefs.
Chargers just need more. You need Eckler to stay healthy. You need Hunter Henry to stay healthy,
He's a free agent.
or move on from him because last year they brought him back. But
They're
like,
fine
if
at
you either.
receiver. They found some gems like Guyton and these like guys that don't even have grades on, and they look pretty good. Yeah, they got to retool the offensive line. The defense on paper is freaking legit. It's
They just
really
gotta
good.
stay healthy.
Yeah, but they could be
They
sneaky
got
good.
banged up.
Definitely possible. Which team has the most chance, like best chance of going from under 500 to Super Bowl? Example would be the Buccaneers this year and the 49ers the year before. So not even win the Super Bowl, just go to the Super Bowl because he mentioned the 49ers. So let me pull up and refresh my memory here. The standings. So
Hey, let me get some standings too here.
Remember, we were talking
Patriots,
about them. We were talking about the Chargers. We talked
yeah,
about
Chargers. Patriots are
not, I think the
7-9. Jets
49ers again.
to the Super Bowl. I really.
If Niners get Deshaun Watson, like it's
They're not getting Deshaun.
why not?
God, the Texans aren't trading him. I really like the future of the Bengals, but it might be a year too soon to say them. Same with the
Are we saying just
Jaguars.
wait, what was the question? Just get them above 500?
No, get below 500 team this year to go to the Super Bowl next year.
Oh, go to the Super
Cowboys.
Bowl.
Cowboys, you
Ooh.
already talked about.
Cowboys,
Yeah.
Chargers. I love the Broncos roster, but can they do it with Locke?
No.
Pete
No,
says no.
sir. Carolina, depending on what they do with the quarterback situation.
Vikings were 7-9.
They could, yeah.
depending on Panthers
Who else
quarterback.
was under 500 here?
Cardinals were 500. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know about them anyways.
Chargers. Chargers are my number one pick.
Chargers. Could the Patriots go back if they get a quarterback? Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, because the Patriots had so many opt-outs on defense.
Chargers are definitely number one. There might be a pretty big gap after that. The Vikings might be number – or Washington. Washington was 7-9.
Yeah.
You had probably right Broncos. Between second place would be either Vikings, Broncos, Washington. I think Chargers are an easy one, I think, on that list. Hey, what if Herbert just shit the bed this year, though? I kind of could see it. Like, I don't think it's going to happen, but I kind of could see it, you know? Because we did see it at Oregon. Like, he looked like a future elite quarterback in the NFL, I was saying, after freshman year. And then all of a sudden he declined. So I was like, oh, this guy's not that good. And then, so I don't see that happening. But I don't think it's going to happen. But I kind of can see it deep down inside, even though I don't want it. Because I was kind of feeling the Chargers. Let's see. Is Mac Jones still a first-rounder in this year's draft? Starting to think he's not anymore. It's from Aiden Weingartner. I just have not been reading who's been saying these tweets. So I apologize.
Well, I got a question. I got a question.
What's the question?
If you're the Steelers, how do you handle the Big Ben situation?
That's a good-looking question. I think they're going
to – you could be so much better if you just upgrade the quarterback position.
But it's –
so much better.
Here's the problem. I think they should make a business decision. They should think about making the business decision and cut him and save $19 million, free up that space they need. Because, you know, Big Ben was pretty bad at the end of last year. They're not going to do that, but here's the problem with doing that, because you can't just snap your finger and here's the quarterback to replace him. Like, who's going to replace him? They would have to trade up in the draft, or they would have to make this trade, but they don't have the best value to trade. So they might be in the situation of, where the Bears or Washington or the Colts are at, where they don't have the best to offer. They might not end up with the best of the bunch in the quarterback, so maybe you might as well keep Ben. So that's kind of the problem they're in.
You think they re-sign Juju?
I don't think they're going to be able to. They might restructure and cut enough space to get one of Juju or Bud Dupree back. And they should be wanting Bud Dupree back if that's the case. Will they, though? Who else is free agent for them? Is Villanueva free agent?
I think they pulled the trigger on that business decision you're talking about.
I just don't know who they're going to get, though, but... If
Steelers cannot be afraid to get better. They're a good team.
Yeah, but it's you might not be getting better though. There's a difference, I think. Afraid to get better, where it's like, I usually pull that line up where you have, you know, a guy that's young and you like developing him, but there's a guy sitting here that you have the money for that's just definitely better, but it might slow the development of somebody else a little bit. Like, that's where I usually pull it up, because people are so afraid to get better because they want to do something else. But, you know, the Steelers, in the back of their minds, they may want to get better, but can they actually do it, though? It's more than just, you know, there's a guy sitting there. You know, I think there's more to it than that.
You let Josh Dobbs run it.
Just kidding. Yeah,
so it's Haskins.
No, that's right. They have Haskins.
So they would be worse. But they would be worse either way.
I don't want to see any more Haskins than I have to. Jesus.
But the Mac Jones question, I still think he's a first rounder. I think he's going to go earlier than people are talking about. I think he's a pro ready quarterback. I think he's very smart, really good reactions, very accurate. You know, people are knocking his deep ball, but the deep ball is fine. It's just not as good as the Zach Wilson or Trey Lance or Justin Fields or Trevor Lawrence, even though I think Zach Wilson probably has the best deep ball in the class. I like Mac Jones, and there's teams that are desperate for quarterback. I don't really think he's a desperate pick, though, but keep that in mind that they're desperate on top of it, and a lot of these teams are failing to get all these teams that we thought were going to go for a quarterback are, but the Rams, we didn't really think, you know, we thought, you know, maybe they want to move from Goff. Did we actually think they were going to go trade for a guy like Stafford? No, so that leaves the same amount of teams with the quarterback need out there when they're supposed to
be. They upgraded the entire quarterback room.
Yeah.
They got Duck Hodges over there.
Yeah, good.
What a beast.
Duck.
So a lot of teams need quarterbacks, my point. So I think Mac Jones
first. What about the Steelers cutting Roethlisberger, getting Bud Dupree back, and signing Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Or going to get Kaepernick. Like, what if they did that?
Kaepernick.
Been out of the league
They'd be
too long.
better. They'd
Kaepernick's
literally be
done.
better. Right, but I know. I feel like he is too. But they, like you
Kaepernick
said,
doesn't
like
even.
somebody like a Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I think Kaepernick wants to play in the NFL anymore.
Probably not. But yeah, no, yeah. Even Ryan Fitzpatrick, you'd be better. You'd literally be better. And it's
I
not
feel like they
even
could. I feel
close.
like they couldn't. Yeah, I feel like they couldn't be worse with Fitzpatrick.
No shot. He's more mobile.
I mean,
Like I'm
they.
not no knock
I'm
towards Big
saying.
Ben,
I'm
but
saying they're. They might finish with a worse record, but I feel like their record didn't really show how, like how. Not. I don't know how to say that. And how.
suspect they were.
Yeah, they weren't. They weren't bad. I'll just say how bad they were. But like the record made them look better than they actually were.
So
I feel like
you're
they'd.
saying they were fraudulent.
Yeah. I think they'd be better with Fitzpatrick. Doesn't mean that they're like they'll still they'd probably be a playoff team, but I don't know if they're gonna go anywhere with him, but
Okay.
Mean, I would make the move. I would make the move.
And you get to keep Bud Dupree probably that way because Fitzpatrick's contract's gonna be less than Roethlisberger's contract.
Through that.
Here's the ultimate question to end it with here. Will Jimmy Garoppolo be the 49ers starting quarterback next season? I was kind of feeling he would end back up on the Patriots for a while there. I just had a weird feeling, but now I went a little cold turkey on that. But it's tough. The Niners like clearly want somebody, it feels like. They don't want Jimmy, whether it's because they just don't think he's good enough or because the injuries or what.
I think eventually the Niners are gonna get Deshaun Watson. I just have a feeling that's just gonna happen.
All right, Pete said it. The Niners are getting
Confirmed. Pete's
Deshaun
never been
Watson.
wrong on a quarterback prediction.
I mean, they saw what the Rams did. I think they're gonna pull the trigger and have to do it.
I mean,
And
I think that if a team
but
does
why
it,
the
and
Niners?
if it,
Why not the Panthers? Why not the
the
Jets?
Niners are
Because
aggressive.
I think John Lynch and Shanahan are aggressive. I think they're sick of Garoppolo shit.
Oh my
The
God.
shit. So 12th overall pick. What else?
They're gonna have to give up a lot. They probably have to give up a player. I don't know what type of player they're gonna have to give up,
Jimmy
but
Garoppolo? Do they want Jimmy Garoppolo? That's the
I don't know
question.
if the maybe because they have what's his
Probably be
face
part of
over
the
there.
deal.
Well, the guy. I don't know what is
12th
he the
pick, Jimmy G. I'm writing this down because Pete's guaranteeing it.
the GM over there was with the Patriots, right? He probably wants Garoppolo over there. He'll take
Probably a
Garoppolo.
future first.
They would have.
Definitely.
They could definitely force the Niners because the Niners know, like in their minds over there, if you were over there, think about it. If we get Deshaun Watson, we're gonna fucking win this thing. We're doing it.
Yeah.
It's done. So we're gonna give up whatever the hell because the goal is to win a Super Bowl. And if you get Deshaun Watson, you can win back. You can go back to back to back to back. It's not one,
That's a
not
lot of.
two,
That's a
not
lot.
three.
It's hard to do. Hard to go back to back. We just saw
Where
that.
this is the ultimate. Niners hype tape. Niners fans are gonna love
I
this.
think that they need to give the Texans whatever they want, and as long as you're keeping Kittle, you're good. You build around Kittle and Watson, and
Well, I can't be getting.
you're gravy.
I mean, what makes the team so good and why they'd be guarantee favorites with Watson is because of the rest of the roster, though. Because like, you can't just get rid of Bosa, can't get rid of
No, not like
Warner,
okay, but none
Armstead.
of these big. I would try to keep the defense intact, and I would give up future draft
That
capital.
team doesn't need a secondary. Like you, that team could go to work with an even a slightly below average secondary. Like so, they
They could
don't
just
really.
have. They can play cover zero.
No. No, they can't.
No.
Don't think so?
No.
No, I think
I'm all for it.
I don't
I
know.
mean,
It's
from time to
gonna be a lot
time.
of draft picks. I think Jimmy Garoppolo. I think maybe another player in there too. I don't know
Maybe
who though.
Mostert? Mostert?
But the Texans
Don't
don't.
think so.
Texans don't want that.
Yeah, I think they'd want a defense. One of those good defensive players.
It'd be
Then you make it
demand.
happen.
They'd be
What
demanding
if they
Fred
take like?
Warner.
I don't know about that. I was gonna say, what about Greenlaw over there?
Yeah.
He,
Throw
you cannot
Greenlaw or
under.
throw.
There's no price
What if they have to
on the
throw like
quarterback
what?
position?
That's
I
the
know.
problem though, because the
What if they have to
Niners aren't
throw?
gonna trade those.
What if they have to throw D Ford in there?
Gotta do it.
I
he's such an important piece when he's in there, but he has these injuries pop up.
There's
like
free
crazy.
Agent pass rushers.
Yeah, but D Ford's more than a pass rusher. Like he fits their like Leo position. It's like a there's not.
I think they like Armstead a lot. Obviously, they're not gonna trade Bosa. They just drafted Kinlaw. I think they would have to keep Kinlaw. I don't think they would give him up.
Get rid of okay. Send trade D Ford. You're not going to have money left. Go get Tyus Bowser, the way cheaper, poor man's version of D Ford in free agency. There you go.
49ers go back to back to back to back. That's the formula.
Those guys need to stay healthy, though. Mostert needs to stay healthy. Debo needs to stay healthy.
Bosa.
They got
Ford.
Yeah, they got
we traded Ford.
Kittle got hurt. I mean, I think Kittle will be healthy.
I mean, they have no corners right now because of free agency, but they don't need to value the secondary. Just
I mean, that offense would be dangerous if those guys stay healthy. But Watson, Mostert,
they
got to
re-sign Trent Williams, so they do have to re-sign him.
Ayuk, Debo, and Kittle.
They just have such a long list of guys that just get hurt, though. It just drives me nuts because the team is so good on paper, except for their question at quarterback, I suppose.
But yeah, I think it'd be like at least, I think it'd be this year's first. It's the 12th pick, so that's pretty good. But I think I don't know. They're gonna have to figure that out.
The problem is, the Texans will be like demanding like guys like Fred Warner or Armstead, somebody like that, Bosa, and the Niners aren't gonna want to trade them. And the Niners will be like, we'll offer extra first round picks. Like they would rather offer two more first round picks than a guy like Fred Warner. Mm-hmm.
Those are proven players.
But. Well, the Texans, because it's going to be like the last, it's going to be 30 through, it's going to be, 29 through 32. That's what the pick's going to be every year. So, I mean, are you going to find another Deshaun Watson? You're going to get pick 12. Who's going to be your quarterback for the future? So there's still question marks. It's actually not as appealing. They're going to have, if they don't want to trade any of those big time players,
that's
going to be
saying.
Like insane amount of first round picks, I think.
That's why I'm saying it's just. It's gonna have to. It's gonna come later. It's gonna come. I think it's gonna come towards the draft. Obviously, like right before the draft. Just because
we're gonna be doing our live stream of the
draft.
Just
because we're gonna have to see. You're just gonna have to see how. Like, I mean, we're not even gonna see really, but I mean, there's just gotta be more news coming out that Watson is gonna refuse to play at all. Because like then it's just like then there is. Reason to trade for like those late first round picks if there's I mean you're not going to find another Watson, but Watson's not even going to play for you, then you might as well get rid of him and get something for him.
Yeah, they might play hardball though.
I know, we'll see.
All right, that was good though. The Niners fans are gonna be they're gonna be jacked up right
they're
now.
Gonna love me, and then when they don't get them, they're gonna hate me.
Yeah. So,
well, Pete, we already confirmed it. What do you mean?
But we'll just blame it on the Texans. Like the Niners tried to get it done. The Texans were being assholes. Pete was on it first.
Right.
He had the exact details, but the Texans just it's their fault. All right, everyone, go yell at them. Don't yell at me. Yell at them.
What if they trade all three players? What if that was Garoppolo, Greenlaw, and D Ford, and multiple first rounders?
I think they would do that.
So it's a little wild.
D Ford is like he's better and more important than people give him credit for. So they might be hesitant to do that, but he is hurt a lot. He's one of the more underrated players in football, I think, when he's on the field. I think he's very good. Yeah,
go do it, Niners. John Lynch, get it together. Figure it out.
Lock it in. It's gonna happen. I don't think it's gonna happen, but Pete thinks it's gonna happen. But it's good. It's a good episode. That wraps up the podcast episode. Make sure you check us out on Twitter. Constant NFL talk going on there. You guys know about the YouTube channel already. I'm sure. Just search the Goat House almost anywhere. You'll find us. And we're excited about this offseason. We have you covered with all the content, all of the tea. That's going to do it for this one, though. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.